From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The British man who drove a van into a crowd of Muslims near a London mosque last year has been convicted of murder. 48-year-old Darren Osborne was found guilty of the June 2017 attack in the city. 51-year-old Makram Ali was killed. 15 others were injured when the van plowed into worshippers gathering after evening prayers during Ramadan. Prosecutors said Osborne became radicalized over a month after watching a television show about a child sex ring scandal involving a gang of mainly Muslim men in northern England. He testified he drove to London hoping to attack a pro-Palestinian march. When he could not reach the march because of road closures, he went looking for a mosque instead. A federal judge has again blocked the Trump administration from deporting about 50 illegal Indonesian Christian immigrants who say they could face violence if sent back to Muslim-majority Indonesia. In Boston on Thursday, the judge ruled the Indonesians need more time to make their cases. There are new reports that mass graves have been discovered in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where the military has been accused of atrocities against minority Rohingya Muslims. The Associated Press reported it had confirmed the existence of at least five previously unreported mass graves in Rakhine. Lee Young-hee, the UN Special Representative on the Human Rights Situation in Myanmar, repeated on Thursday the need for a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged massacres in the country. This is VOA News. A senior UN official warns that Syria is facing the worst humanitarian crisis since 2015. He's calling for a humanitarian pause to allow for the delivery of life-saving aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in besieged areas. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN humanitarian advisor Jan Egelin says the last time a UN aid convoy reached a troubled area was November 28th. That delivery, he notes, was only for 7,000 people in a country where hundreds of thousands are being denied food, medicine, and other essential relief. He says this is the worst situation since 2015, when UN aid workers were denied access to millions of starving people. Egelin is calling on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to pressure their Syrian clients to let humanitarian aid reach the many men, women, and children in desperate need. He says the vicious war in Syria has created a displacement crisis of catastrophic proportion and has left the civilian population totally unprotected. He cites the city of Raqqa as an example of a place where civilians are in constant danger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A White House official says President Trump plans to approve the release of a classified memo alleging that top law enforcement officials were biased against the president. The official says the president is okay with the release and will likely inform Congress of his decision Friday. The official said it would likely be released without anything edited out. Trump is at odds with both the FBI and the Justice Department over whether to make the memo public. Few people outside Congress have read the memo. It allegedly includes details from Justice Department efforts before the 2016 presidential election to seek authority from judges to monitor a Trump campaign advisor's possible contacts with Russian operatives. And the Pentagon says the military conducted an unsuccessful missile defense test over Hawaii on Wednesday. The Pentagon's chief spokeswoman confirmed the test on Thursday. She said it did not meet our objectives, but we learn something all the time from these tests, and we learn something from this one. The Missile Defense Agency said the missile that was launched from a facility in Hawaii attempted to intercept an intermediate-range ballistic missile target during the test. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.